This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Loveland police officer who shot a 19-year-old who was having a mental health crisis will not face criminal charges. Officer Eddie Luzano shot Alex Domina in late August. Domina died from his injuries last week. Mary Newman is Domina's lawyer. She says the district attorney's letter, which suggests the city and department change its policies for behavioral health calls, is a departure from the standard.
Very big point of saying that the responsibility doesn't just lie on the officer, it lies on the department and the need for better training and better policies to address behavioral health crises.
Domina's family called 911 before the incident. In Aspen this weekend, foodies will gather for a festival. CPR's arts and culture reporter Monica Castillo reports.
The Food and Wine Classic is returning to Aspen after a two-year absence caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The 38th edition of the event will bring celebrity chefs like Martha Stewart and Guy Fieri to Colorado, as well as welcome up-and-coming culinary talents to take the stage. The Food and Wine Classic will have seminars and events at local Aspen restaurants through Sunday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
And the Air Force Falcons will meet the Navy Midshipmen in football today. The teams will play in Annapolis, Maryland. Air Force won its first game of the year at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs last week and is favored to beat Navy. The game is the first in a competition among all the U.S. service academies for the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. This is CPR News and KRCC.